What appealed to you about this position at Wichita State?
That's an easy one. My sense was is that there's going to be great things happening at Wichita State University in the next 2 years. And to be part of that is a great opportunity, an exciting opportunity. So I definitely want to be part of that team that's going to move Wichita State forward.
Now, you have been to the campus before, I understand, as part of NIARF?
Yeah, a long time ago, probably about 15 years ago. It's changed a little bit since then. So yeah, I did some work with John Tomlin back when I was at Maryland, so that's been a few years.
You have an extensive background in aerospace engineering. How will that help you in this new position on and off campus?
Well, you know, thinking about all the companies here in Wichita and places to go, I mean, the fact that I can go out and get some plant trips and see companies up close, it's wonderful. I can talk the talk. I know what the people are doing here in the greater Wichita area. And my background in composites kind of falls right into place.
So, you know, here you have this strong engineering background, and now you are the new vice president for academic affairs. Is that common at all?
Oftentimes, you'll find there's a breadth of backgrounds, and oftentimes the liberal arts and sciences tend to populate more frequently those positions. Engineers are there, and we bring a different viewpoint. But we're all critical thinkers. We're trying to solve problems, which all my colleagues tend to do as well. So it's a different maybe view and approach, but the end result's about the same.
Now, you will be hiring deans in 5 of the university's 6 colleges: health professions, education, engineering, the W. Frank Barton School of Business, and Fairmont College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. How do you go about acquiring the right fit for these leadership positions?
That's a tough one, too, because in some sense, you're trying to get a wide pool of candidates to come on in, and a lot of people look them over, interact with them over about a day and a half. You get to know a person kind of enough at that point to whether or not to extend an offer. We're looking for the very best leadership in those positions. I feel that it's a tough order to fill, but we'll be filling those dean positions with individuals who are going to be creative and innovative and help move Wichita State forward.
Is there any particular position as far as the deans are concerned that you're close to filling at this point?
We're very close to getting the College of Engineering filled. We expect candidates to be coming on for campus interviews early in the fall semester.
How will the recent budget cuts to higher education affect your ability to recruit and maintain quality WSU faculty?
It's always an issue with resources. Oftentimes when you have cuts from one area, you look for other areas to make up that difference. And we're looking to expand our research capabilities. Tuition did get increased, and looking for friends and alums to continue their strong support of Wichita State.
WSU recently unveiled a new strategic plan for the university. Have you had a chance to review it, and what do you see as the next step?
The next step, I mean, I have reviewed it, and I enjoyed it. It came off as a very different strategic plan. It was a dialogue, which is exactly what it should be. It communicates to the community what Wichita State wants to be. The fact is that the focus is on applied learning. That is indeed a key focus of trying to kind of incorporate the learner and the educators into an overall completion of that understanding and growth of knowledge. So the next step is to percolate down among the different departments within the colleges and so forth to have the individual faculty kind of voice how they're going to meet that mission.
Now, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Spare time. My spare time, I spend time with my computer, though it's a tool every day in, day out. But I do things like I play video games. I'm on eBay. I buy and sell. I tend to buy more than I sell, which unfortunately my wife will, cringe at. But, stuff. Junk, she'll say, but stuff to me that's valuable to me. And, it allows me to communicate to people across the world. I've shipped things to different parts of the world, and it's exciting in that sense.
Now, have you settled in Wichita? I understand you and your wife are looking on the east side.
Yeah, we have a house. We closed about 3 weeks ago. I'm in it with all the extra stuff we took out of our house in Kalamazoo to help to sell our house in Kalamazoo. So I have all the extra stuff. I have a stool, which is nice to sit on. And, but the big move will come in a couple more weeks, and then my wife will be joining me here, and life will be even better.
Now, was there any particular thing that really drew you to Wichita, in terms of making the decision?
No, it was a knock on my door. I had a couple people kind of say, hey, there's a great opportunity. You should look at this. And as you do, you take the time and you start investigating and you peel the onion and you keep on finding out more and more exciting things. And it came to my realization that this is a wonderful opportunity. Like I said, great things are going to be happening, and it's a great thing to be part of that. So, yeah.
That's Anthony Vizzini. He is the new Vice President for Academic Affairs at Wichita State University. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much.